This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, rock the boat.
Shouldn't rock the boat.
Ladies and gentlemen,
bunch of diplomatic jokers.
I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
A beautiful Saturday, friends. The state of Minnesota. I trust that it's beautiful where you're at, too. We're now into the month of August. Got lots to talk about. Here we go. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. And to the right of me, we have our Stephanie Joy. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. You can also go over to our Facebook, which is Sons of Liberty Radio. Again, Sons of Liberty Radio as well. Bradley Dean, double E, two different pages. My personal page is almost stacked up, friends. So get in while you can. If you're a doer of the word, not a hearer, only deceiving yourselves, well, let's join hands because that's how we can do it. As it starts out in this preamble of the United States Constitution, we the people can do this, not they or them or individuals. Folks, we can do this. We really can do this. I have hope in Christ. And as I always say, what is hope? Well, you know, if you want the results, you got to do what you can do. But we have to respond to the hope given. And if we do that, we can leave the results up to God. In Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, you know what they'd be saying.
Amen.
They would. Folks, check us out. Bradley Dean on Facebook, double E, Bradley Dean on Facebook. And or follow us on our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. Chase is knocking that out of the park right now. Again, BradleyDean1 on our Twitter account. Phone lines will be accessible today, 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. What's happening concerning the headlines across the nation from coast to coast, from Texas all the way up to the state of Minnesota? Well, here we go again, folks. Let me reiterate this because I really like this vein that I'm on over the last couple weeks. The Lord said in the book of chapter 9, Psalms, verse 16 and 17, that he would turn that nation into hell that forgets him. Okay? Let's see if that be the case today. Bachman, we passed strongest possible border bill here. Okay? She's also bringing forth, Michelle Bachman, is an anti-Muslim bill into America. For those that didn't hear about it, of course, the state-run media does not want you to hear that. Democrats, anti-amnesty, GOP loud, mean, vile, destructive, hateful, of course, divide and conquer. We've been watching these people, folks, and I've said this since day one. When you're talking about the Democratic Party, when you're talking about the Republican Party, keep in mind, friends, we have one constitution, not two or three, so on and so forth, okay? When those guys and those women fight, bleed, and die to ratify the Constitution of the United States of America, they are magnifying the laws of our constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. They're not sitting there playing games like these adults that you tolerate in Washington, D.C., okay? Enough is enough. I'm sick and tired of the games that these people are playing with the blood of our brothers and our sisters. They die to give us something called freedom. And friends, freedom was not given unto us to do what we want to do. Freedom was given unto us to do what we ought to do. I like that.
I like it.
Next point. What's going on across the nation concerning headlines? Stockman, border bill is a trap. Folks, this is just something else. This is your government, father, friends, derelict of duty, to say the least. It's treasonable. Read Article 3, Section 3 of the Constitution. We'll be talking about a little bit about this today, as far as the topic goes, so on and so forth. We have others out there across the boards. Conservatives, the best that we have concerning radio. How about these high crimes, misdemeanors concerning calling out Barack Hussein Obama for violating over 1,800 laws concerning our Constitution and Republic since 2012? Did you hear what I said?
No.
He has violated over 1,800 laws. That is called a lawless individual. How can you believe a thing the man says? How can you believe a thing his administration says? Everything they say, friends, they say look to the left, and they're doing something on the right. If they're condemning something in the north, guess what they're doing in the south? They're advocating something in the south. It's sleight of hand. And these people put light for darkness, darkness for light. They put bitter for sweet, sweet for bitter. They put evil for good and good for evil. That's exactly who these people are. What does it take? Jesus said that you judge a man by his fruit. And this is exactly, again, what we're seeing across the boards in our country today, friends. I can go on and on and on and on and on and on. What's going on in your country? Massachusetts police chief gets veto over rifles, shotguns. We have another judge, my friends, that are trying to bring forth his interpretation of Article 2 of the Bill of Rights, saying, you know what, people cannot bring their arms or bear arms to protect themselves outside of their households. Folks, it's time that the American people stand up and begin the impeachment process. And then after impeachment is brought forth, because it is being done, regardless if you hear about it or not, it is being done. Once these judges, once these politicians are brought forth in it through impeachment, then we need to bring civil charges and begin to set a couple examples across the board that the American people no longer will tolerate the crimes of a government that swore to uphold the Constitution that they are doing their best to desecrate and to trample underfoot. I've had enough. Folks, in saying all that to say this, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And Stephanie, why is that? Chase, how much time? You got 2 minutes. Forward words.
All right, sounds good. Well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. We want the mind of Christ, we want the heart of God, and we always want to be led by the Spirit. Now, as you know, today is Saturday, and Saturday is a bit of a, you know, we're excited that tomorrow's Sunday, and so I want to give you a few little good little gold nugget tidbits that are kind of fun having to do with our presidents and just some other various facts in general. Did you know that not only was Ronald Reagan the oldest person ever elected president at the age of 69, he lived longer than any former president ever did, dying at the age of 93. So he had many years that God gave him. Wow, you promised 70, 80 in strength, so he went a little above and beyond. Did you know that Andrew Johnson was buried beneath a willow tree that he planted and his head rests upon a copy of the Constitution? Which is amazing. It shows you how important that document was to him and to our nation as a whole. Now, how about Martin Luther King Jr.? Did you know that he was originally named Michael, like his father? When Jr. was 5, Dad changed both their names to Martin, you know, after Martin Luther King, after Martin Luther, the great reformer. Now, Theodore Roosevelt was the first president to call his residence in Washington, D.C., the White House. Prior to his term, it had been called the Executive Mansion or the President's House. Now, how about Thomas Jefferson? It's kind of interesting. He wrote his own epitaph. I'm saying that correct. Never mentioning that he served as a president. It was so, I don't want to say unimportant to him, but that was not the most important thing on his mind when thinking about what his gravestone was going to say. Rather, it read, author of the Declaration of the American Independence, author of the Statute of Virginia for Religious Freedom. Yep, that was more important than him being a president.
Yep.
That's right, contrary to what you see now in revisionist history. And the father of the University of Virginia.
Well, because that's where his blood, sweat, and tears and
that's
his
exactly
sacrifice
right.
is actually exemplified, mm-hmm. friends, through what he, what his works are. They are now judging him.
That's right.
And that's where his heart
was.
They're
still alive today.
You got Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. When we come back on the other side of this break, I'll throw it back over to Stephanie for two more minutes.
Thank you.
1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, I just want to make one more point because it's one of those I told you so's. We get a lot of those here. Interestingly enough, this was just leaked that China's media exposes long-range missiles that can reach the USA. Right under that, the Kremlin mocks Obama in tweet. This little game that's being played between Obama and Putin and the Chinese friends, I want you to keep in mind this is WWF at its very worst. Keep your eyes on China and keep your eyes on Russia, friends, because I'm telling you what, those are the ones. What's the Chinese saying? When they're quietest, when they're silent, they're strongest. So just mark my words on this. Keep your eyes on China and keep your eyes on Russia. If you're going to get nailed, friends, it's going to be within and then it's going to be without. Just mark my words. That's all I can say.
That's right. It's very true. All right. A few more of these fun facts here for this fun, beautiful Saturday, hopefully wherever you are, like Bradley said. Did you know that Harry S. Truman was the only president in this century who did not have a college education? He also used to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning to practice the piano for 2 hours.
Wow.
That's dedication, huh?
Good for him.
Yeah, no kidding. Now, during the Civil War, more kind of in and out, all over the boards kind of fun facts. But during the Civil War, more soldiers died of disease than they did from gunshots and fighting. A lot of disease plagued in the Revolutionary War, too, as well. Did you know that in 1971, cigarette ads were banned from television in the United States?
Yep.
Think of how many
just
more people
like
we'd have.
Just like you couldn't drink, just like you couldn't gamble.
That's exactly right.
Prostitution was illegal. I mean, you wouldn't have a Las Vegas, Sin City. There's a reason they call it Sin City.
Yep, that's exactly right. Just think of how many more lives we'd have on Earth today if there was no smoking in general.
Yeah.
All banks in the United States were closed during the week of March 5th through the 12th in 1933. This was to keep scared people from taking all of their money out.
Oh.
Yeah, so basically, we'll just
Can
shut down the bank.
Can you imagine if you'd have did that?
Yeah. Wow. It would have been lots of retribution.
Who works for who here?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, for all of you people born before 1913, the United States before 1913 had no income tax. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
A nice nation.
I heard a lot of people didn't show up when it was time to vote. It was a convenient vote. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, right.
How's that working out for America today?
Right. Yeah. All right. Now, do you know? Speaking of Harry S. Truman again, he was the 33rd president of the United States. What was his middle name? Are you wondering?
Oh, all the conspiracy theorists. The 33rd. He was the 33rd president. They're Masons, man.
Okay. You know, this is probably gonna get even
they're
more
out
like
to get you.
A conspiracy theory because his parents are going to give him the name of either Ship or Solomon. The names of his grandfathers. They could not agree, so they gave him
Ship.
Ship. S-H-I-P-P-E.
Wow.
Or Shipe or something, you know, Shipey, whatever you want to say. It was Ship is what I thought. Huh. So they couldn't agree on it, so they gave him just the initial S. So they agreed to disagree and just...
Who's this?
But this is Harry S. Truman. That's why it's Harry S. and not Harry Solomon or Ship. All right, just three more. Actually, four more.
I can't wait.
I know. Jimmy Carter was the first president born in a hospital.
Wow.
Now you think, people think, it's so strange if you're not born in a hospital.
Oh, you know,
it's so backwards.
Lay that one out.
Yeah.
Think about this.
Ask your grandparents, where were they born? More than likely, they're going to say, I was born at home.
Of course.
Right, right. That was, you know, exactly how babies were born back in the day. And now, if babies are born at home, people think, that's just so strange.
Yeah.
So odd.
It's kind of like kids that are homeschooled and kids that go to public schools. Which one makes more sense?
Yeah.
The parents training up the children or some liberal whack that you don't know?
I've got something to say about that.
Go for it.
You know, it's like this. You know, people say, you know, of course, you know, people, when you homeschool, they say it's kind of like, you homeschool your kids? It's like, yes. Now, what's more odd? Me taking my children at, you know, in the morning and handing them off to a stranger that I don't know. Put them in a bus with a bunch of kids that I don't know. To go up to a school and teachers that I don't know who are teaching them.
Teaching illegal
evolution, all these different things going on with the homosexual agenda.
You have science and history
books.
Right. Yeah.
For 8 hours a day with a bunch of teachers that I don't know. I don't know if they're creeps. I don't know what they are. They're creeps.
Okay? Some of them are definitely
creeps.
I remember creeps in school.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And with a bunch of kids, good influences, bad influences, for I don't know how long, for 8 hours a day, then put them back on a bus with a stranger that I don't know.
You just said for I don't know how long, and then you said 8 hours a day.
I'm correcting myself. 8 hours a day, okay? Then they get back on this bus with a stranger that I don't know, and then he drives them back to my house. Now, I'm far away from my child.
Or if it's not the parents actually dropping their kids off to be illegally indoctrinated by the federal government.
That's right.
The parents that tell their kids how much they love them, and the pastors tell them how much they love them, and they have five churches around that particular school that's illegally indoctrinating their kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
So which one's more odd?
A little weird.
Is it more odd to hand your child off to complete stranger?
Well, maybe it's those parents that are dropping their kids off that don't agree with this administration and what they're illegally doing through indoctrination.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe they just don't believe what they say.
Exactly. Well, the fruit of their actions would show what they believe,
I don't know. Maybe they don't love their kids.
Well, you know, when you look at it and you say the things that kids are being taught, it's like over. I remember a time.
You can't justify
woman,
it.
Yeah, she
you can't justify
said,
it.
You know, over my dead body, she said, I'd rather live in a shack and homeschool my kids than put in people say, well, you know, I've got to work. It's, you know, we got two incomes. Listen, what's more important, the education of your children, for you to raise them up and train them up in the way that they should go, give them true history and knowledge so that when they're old, they would not depart from it? Is that more strange?
Well, that's what the Lord commanded. He wasn't asking. Yeah.
Exactly.
We wouldn't have the issues today. Hey, but don't worry about it, friends, especially you conservatives. Christians and you patriots out there, just keep in mind Obama is teaching them.
That's right.
Yeah,
he is teaching them. So
dads, moms, preachers, this is how much you love your kids, that you're throwing them into the cesspool that this administration is illegally contriving through indoctrination. It's not international baccalaureate, then it is No Child Left Behind. And then if that's not good enough, we have a new program called Common Core, which is No Child Left Behind on steroids, which is leveling the playing field. And friends, just so you know, just for the record, they're shooting for the floor, not for the stars. It's called communism. Just thought I'd...
And I want to say too, is I feel like I should say is for those of you who have been thinking about maybe homeschooling your kids, but you're like, I don't know, you just feel really intimidated by it. Listen, it's not as overwhelming. It's not easy, but it's not as overwhelming as you might think. There are a lot of tools out there.
I'll try to remember this on Monday morning.
But there's a lot of tools out there and things that will help you. It's not like you're going to just be all alone on your own. God will give you the grace and strength to do it. And there's lots of, you know, good curriculum and things out there that you can dive into and make it
there
work.
There is.
Yeah, there
is. Plenty of options.
Definitely.
And by the way, if you'd pull your kids, we wouldn't have this problem in the first place.
Yeah, one more thing to say about that, too.
You said one more thing last time.
How about I just keep saying another thing? I'm going to say another thing, so don't keep saying one more thing. Another thing, You know, for dad and mom who may be fighting the evils that they see with this wicked administration and things that are going on, you might be fighting tooth and nail here on your own, but yet when you send your kids there, your kids are being indoctrinated in that same mentality. So even if you're out there fighting, you know, your battles, doing that during the day, while you're fighting your battles against what's going on in these schools, when you put your kids in the public schools, your kids are being indoctrinated while you're fighting.
You're undoing everything exactly right that you're attempting to do. But on the other hand, I also want people to understand, we get it. It's not easy. We understand. And this is why we're here, friends, is because we can do this together. I like that. Together. Yes. We're doing this together, not outside of each other. You know, do unto others as you would have them do unto you, the fulfilling of the law. That's what we need to do. We need to get back to looking out for each other. That's when we do that, friends, no one's pointing the accusatory finger here whatsoever. We're just saying let's take responsibility together because together we can do this.
That's exactly right. Okay, three more. I timed it out right
okay,
here.
Now wait a second. You said you were going to say another thing.
No, I said four more.
Did you guys hear her say this? I did hear her say this.
No, hold on. I just said I had four more. Now I have three more. This is totally different.
Okay.
I'm not saying
another thing, another thing, and another thing.
Another thing for three more times.
Okay.
Calvin Coolidge refused to use a telephone while in office. Who knows why? Maybe it just was so foreign to him. He's like, I'm not going to use that thing. I don't know.
Yeah.
George Washington was the only American president to be unanimously elected. Everyone loved George Washington.
Yep. Father
he was
of
just
our
the
country.
Hero because he not only, you know, talked about this nation, he fought for our nation,
of course.
Literally.
Yeah, see, now what they do is when they create wars, these politicians, instead of the American people in foreign countries, taking their leaders and putting them in a cage match and let them fight to the death. No, instead of them doing that, now what they do is they call upon your kids to do their biddings for them.
Right.
How un-American can it be, friends?
Right, exactly.
Those that called for war during the Revolution fought the war. They laid out their path. Path means the beaten and the trodden way. They made their path for people to follow in. They didn't expect someone else to bleed the battlefield for their little political gains.
Right. That's exactly
what a difference.
Right.
What a difference. You got one more.
I got one more. On a fun note.
Okay, now you said you weren't going to say that, too.
Oh, you did.
Gotcha. I gotcha.
You got me. That,
yes,
you set
I did.
Me up for that one. Another
did.
Thing, finally, is William Taft, who weighed 332 pounds, got stuck in the White House bathtub the first time he used it.
Poor guy.
And a larger one was ordered. Now, you
now how would you like 100 years down the line, someone saying, did you know that Stephanie Joy got stuck in the tub for the
only difference between me and William Taft is I've never been stuck in a tub before.
I was thinking she was going to say 250 pounds, but she didn't go there.
No. Is this supposed to be aimed at me right now?
How much did you say you weighed?
Oh, I weigh about 100 pounds.
No, I said how much did Mr. Taffy weigh?
332 pounds.
Okay, now if you would have been on the same wavelength here, what you would have said to me is you'd have said, you know what, the difference between me and him was 250 pounds.
You're right. That
but
what,
you didn't say
I
that.
I need to be quicker on that.
Folks, when we come back, what we're going to do is we're going to talk about what if Americans really knew their history, and then I'm going to give you a little history to put your feet back down. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build $1 million tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionately, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory Authorized Mountain House Sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Here's the question. What if the American people really knew their history? His dash story is really what it comes down to. If Americans really knew their history, listen to what Alexander Hamilton said in 1775. The sacred rights of mankind are not to be rummaged for among old parchments or musty records. They are written as with a sunbeam in the whole volume of human nature by the hand of the divinity itself and can never be erased or obscured by mortal power. Now, what's interesting is we have the revisionists today just contrasting these fools, friends, trying to create our forefathers to look just like them, when in fact it's exactly the opposite. These are the guys that are trying to say that this guy was a deist. You know, God is there, but he doesn't, you know, interfere with the affairs of mankind. Listen to what he said again. This is Alexander Hamilton, 1775. He said this. The sacred rights, not privileges, of mankind are not to be rummaged for among old parchments or musty records. They are written as with a sunbeam in the whole volume of human nature by the hand of the divinity itself and can never be erased or obscured by mortal power. Now, in saying that, let me interject this. Last week, concerning the topic of immigration, now just hang on with me, Politico did its best in attempting to erase and obscure all knowledge of the United States Constitution by helping spread more propaganda for this criminal administration. Now, I also want you to understand something. When we talk about the conservative outlets, a lot of them are really cool guys. They're very cool people. But it's not what they say that bothers me, friends. It's what they leave unsaid that bothers me. So going back to Politico, who some believe that is a conservative media resource, Well, they reported even if President Barack Hussein Obama tests the bounds of his presidential power with a big unilateral move he's promising on immigration, there may be no way to stop him. Really? Lawyers who swear to the bar are debating the legality of a series of immigration-related executive actions the White House is reportedly considering. The court route, I don't see it, said Jan Ting, a top immigration official under President George H.W. Bush, who opposes Obama's expected moves. Folks, did anybody notice error in their reporting in any sense of the word? Because what I noticed was that there is no reference to law, to constitutional law, in these contrived articles whatsoever. How do you tell a stick if it's crooked, friends, if you don't lay a straight one next to it? If you want to show the deviation of the crooked stick in the lawlessness in this particular parallel that I'm using right now, well, you lay the straight one next to it. It will show its deviations from left to right. A lot of the laws that are being thrown down on you by politicians, friends, are not laws at all. They're called policies, and they are contrary to law. And keep in mind that policy follows law. Law does not follow policy. Let me interject this. If you don't want to be ruled by God's Ten Commandments, you're going to be ruled by man's 10,000 policies. Going back to the point here, it has been rightly said that if they can get you asking the wrong questions, guess what, friends? They don't have to give you the right answers. Exactly. So let's dissect this propaganda just a bit here. The article by Politico stated, Obama tests the bounds of his presidential power and then said that there is no way to stop him. I didn't know that we worked for President Barack Hussein Obama in his administration. I thought he worked for us. He does. I thought that we were ruled by law, not by opinion. We are. So let me prove my point here. First, I did not know that it was the president's duty to violate the Constitution that he's sworn oath to uphold. Secondly, we are talking about illegal immigration here, friends, not lawful immigration. Lawful immigration can take place all day, and everybody in America is going to welcome them with open arms with a smile on their face. But when they come in illegally because a criminal administration said so, we're going to have a serious problem. And by the way, friends, that's why there's hundreds of cities across the United States of America, not just hundreds, not just thousands, but hundreds of thousands of people across this country are rising up concerning the illegal immigration issue and this criminal administration once again. But again, you didn't hear that on the state-run media, did you? No, because they didn't want you to know about that. They don't want you to know that you are more unified than they have. Well, folks, the bottom line, these progressives aren't progressing. So therefore, they have to lie to you to continuously promulgate their propaganda to only further implement their agenda. But if you know that they're losing, guess what? You're going to become strengthened. We're strengthened by our God, by the way, not by the arm of the flesh. Cursed is the man that trusts in the arm of the flesh. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. I go on. Thirdly, the court route, I don't see it, neither do I. They said the court route, I don't see it. I said, neither do I. Therefore, it does not need court litigation when in fact it is an illegal, unconstitutional act in the first place. Folks, there is no difference between George Bush, Bill Clinton, George Bush, Barack Hussein Obama, all the same agenda, just different colors. But we all bleed the same color, regardless if those that want to divide and conquer in the White House believe that or not. It doesn't matter. And by the way, I want to say this, friends. This race issue, how they continuously, the black folks through this administration, keep calling white people racist, and how white folks in this criminal administration keep calling you Nazis, and they call you every name under the book. I just want to tell you something. That belongs to them burnt hippies that are still on PCP, not us. They want to resurrect something that's dead and stinking. Okay? If they want to fight an old battle, let them do it. I got black friends, I got Hispanic friends, I got Chinese friends, I got Japanese friends. It doesn't matter to me. And for the most part in America, it doesn't matter to most Americans neither, because to be quite honest with you, friends, we're all mutts. We all immigrated from somewhere, didn't we? We're all in this together. One nation under God is what unifies us, friends. In Jesus' name, amen, hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, you know what they'd be doing? They'd be standing up saying, bring it down, Brother Dean.
Amen.
So then, from whence are these reporters and lawyers deriving their information when they believe that the president can do whatever he wants to when he wants to do it? Well, let me tell you, through their reporters' ignorance and stupidities, justice, my friends, has been delayed concerning the illegal policies and actions by this government for too long. And I want to say, I want to put a question mark, why, at the end of why, and I want to give you an exclamation. I want to make a point. Because of the people's lack of knowledge, Hosea 4:6, of the enumerated laws in the Constitution of the United States. Matter of fact, if we want to go back to the Constitution of the United States, what we should do, we had a caller call in the other day and bring it up, but we should just go over to Article 3, Section 3, and see what that has to say concerning what's going on in this country. Because, interestingly enough, it states, treason against the United States shall consist in only in levying war against them or adhering to their enemies. Folks, you have an administration adhering to your enemies. That's called treason. Giving them aid and comfort. That's called treason. The Congress, that is you, the voice of the people through your representation, shall have power to declare the punishment of treason, but no attainder of treason shall work corruption of blood or forfeiture except during the life of the person attained. Folks, what defines treason to you? Are you okay with the fact that hundreds of thousands of men fought, bled, and died to give us what we have? Are you okay that this administration desecrates their memories by trampling the blood that was shed to give them the privilege to be there in the first place? Are you okay with it? Because I'm not. It's time to get radical, friends, for what we believe. That is our history. For truth. It's not like we're violating the laws of our constitutional republic. Again, what comes to my aid is what Abraham Lincoln said, love them or hate them. We're not to throw off the Constitution. We're to throw off the men that pervert the Constitution. I think America has simply forgotten the fact that they're the law. Remember Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States? He said, bear always in mind that a nation ceases to be a Republican only when the will of the majority ceases to be the law. You are the law. You are the law, America. You are the law. I just want to clarify really quick, for all those libertarians that are sitting around smoking dope, wanting the government to look just like them, you need to understand the very definition of a libertarian is without the restraint of law. Goof. Yeah, I want government to look just like me. I don't. That's the problem. Everybody wants government to look just like them, except according to Christ. And the law. They forgot the flags that were flying during the Revolutionary War were no king but King Jesus and appeal to heaven. Again, what's the topic today? What if Americans really knew their history?
Yeah.
Whoa.
And lived accordingly.
Oh, my goodness. I have yet to do how many interviews I've done across this country. I have yet to be called into question, friends, where there is no gainsay. When I know my history, there is no gainsay. Case in point, this is why the bloggers attack me. That's all they can do is shout and shoot. They don't have the facts. Friends, I encourage you to do a Google search on Bradley Dean. You tell me who my enemies are and why they're my enemies. I'll tell you why they're my enemies, because they refuse to be ruled by law. And what they do is they want to paint a picture of me just like they do the forefathers, just like they do of real Christianity, friends. They want to pervert it. They want to taint it. and they want to try to blow holes in your message when in fact, folks, my phone lines have been open for 14 years and I have yet to have one of these bloggers, one of these atheists, one of these communists, one of these homosexuals call in and confront me with facts. They know that they don't have the law on their sides. That's why they remain silent when it comes to phone calls. And if that's not the case, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is John Lewis. So I'm a Son of Liberty from California, and I listen to the show because Sons of Liberty Radio is the highlight of my day. And this nation needs more men like Bradley and the ministry of the Sons of Liberty. He re-energizes me to keep up the good fight. That's what leaders do. I wish Brad had 2 hours instead of one because we live in a nation that's lied to every hour of every day. Brad tells the truth.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
I'm just throwing so many seeds on you folks. I'm sorry, but I'm not.
I think it's a good way to do
it. I'm being moved by the Holy Ghost, not by my will, okay? Interestingly enough, we have Liz, an assistant with us right now, who does our clip art. And she brought up a picture of John Wesley because we do a weekly clip art. People love these things. For example, it states, before I preach love, mercy, and grace, I must preach sin, 1 John 3:4, law, the Torah, of course, first five books of Moses, and judgment, Isaiah 60?
That sounds right to me.
Yeah. From John Wesley. And she made the clip art with the picture of John Wesley. And I said, that's not the picture of John Wesley. Did you know that the Methodists didn't like the fact that he had such a hard countenance?
Yep.
He looked like he went through hell, literally.
Mm-hmm.
So they wanted, are you listening to me? They wanted to soften down his countenance. So they repainted his picture where he looked like a nice, mellow, effeminate little pansy. So can you imagine what the Christ looks like in the book of Revelations?
Right, exactly.
Eyes of fire,
exactly. Mm-hmm.
The lion of the tribe of Judah. But what do we see? We see this little picture, effeminate picture of Jesus with his little pink booties on, smacking sheep on the butt, supposing that to be the King of Kings, when in fact that is the furthest thing from the truth. Even his physical stature, he was a carpenter. He's a long-haired rocker dude. He had long hair, folks. He was a Nazarene. That was the custom of the Nazarenes, right? But in saying that, it's interesting when we go over, this isn't the first guy they've done this with.
Right.
But what they did is they've gone back to John Wesley's death mask to see who he really looked like. And what you see is you see paintings out there, and they are smoking.
Right.
It's like, oh, my gosh, he looked like a determined fighter. And that man literally stood up against the gates of hell in his time.
Yeah, exactly. And the Bible talks about how the Lord's feet are like unto fine brass, as if they burn in a furnace, and his voice is as the sound of many waters, and his countenance is as the sun. So when you go, you know, his hair is as white as wool. When you look at the countenance, for you, O Lord, are a man of war.
Yes.
We get this depiction of Jesus walking around with sheep. Yes, he's the good shepherd, but there's also two sides to that coin. You know, there's law and judgment and mercy and faith, but of course he is the lion.
God is love on both sides.
Exactly.
Law to the proud, grace to the humble.
I like it when you said the Lord was love when he was rebuking the Pharisees. That was love.
Yes, it was.
When the Lord was saying, suffer the little children to come unto me, that was love.
When
there's
he was feeling
sides.
That was love.
That's
again,
right.
That's
it's
right.
It's such a good balance because we can't say, well, I just love the fluffy looking Lord that I've created in my mind. Listen, there's also wrath. The Lord is a man
he agrees
of war.
With, he agrees with everything that put him on the cross.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
So in my life, I stand my sin that put Jesus on the cross, and he's all forgiving.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, all love. You know, the love covers a multitude of sins. Yep, to the repentant, you're right, but not to the non-repentant. The wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience,
yep,
and rightly so.
That's right. And sometimes when I talk to our little kids about, you know, we can't create a God to suit our sin. God is who he is in the Bible. I'll take out a Bible, and I'll pull out just a chunk of it, and I'll hold a little chunk of it in my fingers. And I can't say, well, I like this portion of the Bible, put it down, then grab a different chunk over here, a different package.
Yeah.
I like this chunk of the Bible. I don't like this part right here.
Like
all
a
that
bunch
wrath
of pigeons picking.
Yeah, you're making a God to create your sin, and your God doesn't exist, because if he's not the God of the Bible, then he is not the true and living God. But we have to keep in mind, like we're talking about, there's two sides of the coin. Love is all the way around, rebuking people. Love is, you know, having compassion on people. The Lord's a man of war. He's also the lion of the tribe of Judah, but he is the good shepherd. So keep in mind, we need to have a balanced picture in our mind, a biblical picture
really
mind
think,
of what the Lord is.
Do you really feel that we need to be told things twice? Do you really think that we need to be told things
I
twice?
I think, men, you know what? The Lord did it in the Bible. I'm just following his footsteps.
Abraham, Isaac.
Exactly.
Ah, gotcha. Lauren from Ohio, how are you doing? Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Stephanie.
Hey, Bradley. Hey, Stephanie. I was just calling on the homeschooling thing. You are, and everything that you were saying, you're absolutely right. And by way of solution, people are trying all these different things. The solution is just simply standing in truth. I heard somebody call in. It was about the end of the second hour of a show on GCN. It's the Power Hour.
Mm-hmm.
And a young man called in, or I don't know how old he was, and he said he just wanted to say he went and got his passport. If you look on the back of a U.S. passport application, U.S. passports are issued to non-citizen nationals in addition to U.S. citizens.
Hmm.
And so what he did was, the underlying supporting mechanism is what tells you what you are, whether you're a U.S. citizen, little c, 14th Amendment, you're a slave of the corporate state,
mm-hmm,
by contract, or if you're a free man. And if you look at the Constitution, everything about the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, and the Constitution all support God's true order. God made the men made a club, the club made rules, codes, regulations, and statutes to manage the maids and the butlers of the club, the Barack Obamas, the Attorney General Holders, who should be in jail on trial for treason, and then summarily executed when they're found guilty of what they're doing, which is the undermining and destruction and not upholding the Constitution. The reason they're not doing it is because it's literally a corporation. Reconstruction was a new entity. And this is my point. All we have to do is go back to the Constitution.
That's
call
true.
Your congressmen, call your senators, and make them understand that if they don't do the right thing, they're also guilty of treason. You don't get to just, it's like you said, you don't get to just pick and choose what you're going to do.
Right.
But they're counting on the fact that we're ignorant. I homeschool my children, and you don't need a lot of stuff. A Bible, a globe, an old math book, or Saxon math program, which is not that expensive.
Lauren, you're forgetting one thing, and a lot of patience. You know what patience
right.
is, right? Patience is the weapon that forces deception to reveal itself, but it means other things as well.
Well, Lauren,
trial, tribulation.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm glad you called, because I really felt led that I was supposed to say that about the fact that it's not as difficult as you may think, because I think a lot of people are overwhelmed at the idea, like, oh, I could just never do it. Listen, you know, I'm not, you know, the sharpest knife in the drawer when it comes to everything, but you know what? I'll learn. I'm relearning things as I go along. And you, all you have to take is a willing heart to say, listen, Lord, I may not be the best at this. The Lord does not call the equipped. A lot of times he equips the called, and he'll give you the grace that you need to be able to do that. But I want to just encourage you that are listening, and I appreciate your phone call, Lauren, is you can do it. Your children should matter that much to you, and there's a lot of resources out there. And like you said, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, at Andrew Jackson.
Amen.
You know, a thorough knowledge of the Bible is worth more than a college education, Theodore Roosevelt said.
Amen.
So like when you just said that about you need a globe, a Bible, yeah, going back to the simplicity of the old
You guys
past.
Want one from Thomas Jefferson really
quick? Let me hear it.
Okay. Thomas Jefferson said that the Bible is the cornerstone for American liberty.
Amen.
Lauren, I'll give you the last word.
Well, I was just going to say the solution is obey God, obey the Ten, keep your money in your pocket. If you don't owe taxes, you need to understand that the Church of Jesus Christ is not taxable. The fruit of a man's labor, that's all you are. And this is the point. We believe lies. The enemy is the lie. And the last thing is keep your children in your home. Educate them. Teach them truth, like what you guys are saying. And I love your show. Love what you're doing.
Lauren, do you
sound like a fireball.
Lauren, do you get your own radio show?
Please?
Do you get your own radio show?
No. I just call in and harass people like you. But
well,
you,
I appreciate
you, say,
you.
I'm telling you, I was trying to get you on this radio, this local AM radio station down here. They're not sure what their programming is, but the director seems to like you, so
Amen.
You might want to call them.
Well, you know what? You know what the bottom line is? Let me just kind of get behind you on that and push you a little bit further and harder. The fact of the matter is people are getting tired of conservative radio because they see that these are the people that are responsible for painting us in the corners that where we're at. Because for the most part, they're complaining. They're caught up into the game between the left and the right, the Democrats and the Republicans. And there's a group of people, I see this across the country, that are sick and tired of the games, because while they play the games, the American people lose. So I just want to tell you, Lauren, first of all, you should have your own radio show. Number two is I appreciate the fact that you're a woman again,
that's right.
Taking a stand, doing this stuff while most men are sitting on the couch, eating potato chips, drinking beer, getting fat and doing a whole lot of nothing. I just got to high five you. And secondly, you know what? Your kids are going to be so happy they got a mom like Lauren when everything is done and said with.
That's
said and done
that's
with.
Exactly right. And stay on the line, too, because Chase can get that name of that radio program that you're talking about and hopefully follow up with a phone call with him, too. So, awesome. Thank you so much for your phone call, Lauren.
Amen. Ohio.
Oh,
I got a story out of Ohio, but it's a different topic. Let me finish this up really quick, because what I want to do is I want to lay this premise, and then we got hour two coming up, and I want to put your feet upon the rock when we come back onto hour two, which is in just about 6-7 minutes here. At least that's the clock I have in front of me. Really quick, I want you guys to understand that because their media reports what I've been talking about concerning the publications of the Politico, acting as President Barack Hussein Obama can do whatever he wants, folks, that is just untrue. But what happens is you have those that get behind him, like, for example, Rep. Sheila Jackson Lee. She's a Democrat. Criminal out of Texas. I'm surprised, Texas, that tolerated her. But she plays the fools for fools in an office in an attempt to support this dictatorship by saying things like, it's time for Obama to do whatever the blank he wants to. H-E double hockey sticks. Concerning illegal immigration. Folks, these people are there punching holes in the ship that we're all on. How long is this going to go on? How long are you going to allow them to continuously kick the can down the road before you stand up and say, enough's enough? I'll tell you when it hits home. And I want to tell you something, friends. It's hitting home. I believe Isaiah 42. The fire is burning, and it is burning you regardless if you feel it or not. But let me go on here. The Sheila Jacksons of the world, I just want to say it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. It's really true. If the media reports it, the people shouldn't concede to the fact that the president can do whatever he wants to because of their lack of understanding. If a nation expects to be ignorant and free, said Thomas Jefferson, it expects what never was and never will be. I'm going to bring forth the summation right after this break, and then I'm going to go to a document that's going to blow your mind. And, folks, it smacks of the pulpit. Stay with me. Hour two coming up. 1-866-233-0747.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.